Amen. Amen. Yeah. So here we go again. Every year we come to Christmas. And every year the world celebrates Christ, Christmas. Even those who don't want to believe in him, they get residuals from him. You know, they receive, they're happy to receive gifts on his birthday. You know? And some pick his birthday to reject him in more emphatic ways. And that's, God can handle it. You know, he just can. He doesn't get whipped out of shape over it. You know, he doesn't squash us like bugs when we don't know him or when we reject him or when we just don't know any better. He's okay. Jesus was our ultimate example of everything. He was born humble. And we get born again humble. When we're born again, we humble ourselves, therefore, in the sight of God. Yeah. We don't get born again and say, boy, you lucked out this time, Lord, you got me. Because if we do, we probably didn't get born again. You know? But unto us a son is given. Isaiah chapter 9. Verse 6 says, for unto us a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor. He's wonderful. He's a wonderful counselor. He's wonderful. He's a wonderful, mighty God. He's wonderful. Everything about him is wonderful. Jesus, what a wonder you are. We sing that chorus. What a wonder you are. Wonderful Counselor. You're a wonderful Everlasting Father. You're a wonderful Prince of Peace. He's wonderful. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. He leads us into all truth, the Holy Spirit living in us. I mean, everything about him is wonderful. And when we know him, all we can think is, amen, he's wonderful. He's wonderful. And when things aren't wonderful, he's still wonderful. Because his wonderfulness has nothing to do with how things are. His wonderfulness has nothing to do with how we feel or how we think. He's just wonderful. And so then we look at the song that says, just turn your eyes on Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And well, these other things, they get strangely dim. You know, we see this happen all the time in our lives. We think of something we're going to say, and it goes away. And when it goes away, we say, I'll think of it later. And when we look full on Jesus' face, we can let it go. We can let it go. It is that simple. It is that simple. We don't need to complicate it. It is that simple. And the simplicity that is Christ. It's just so simple to trust in Jesus. And so I was just thinking about the Lord, and I just thought about again and again and again and again and again. He's wonderful. And I thought about born again. And Paul said that he was praying, I think for the Corinthians, he said, I'm praying until you're born again again. Well, you can't get born again again. You better get born again on a regular basis. You don't get saved again and again and again, but we get born again. and born again and born again and born again because we have the newness of life. You know, when Revelation comes, his name shall be called Wonderful. Well, we might read that 500 times and then just on one certain time we're born again because that moment Revelation bursts on our heart. It isn't because we were doubting it. It isn't because we were rejecting the idea. It's because, boom, it's a new day dawning. You know? And it's like being renewed. It's like being born again. I never knew. As we grow in our walk with God, we come to a lot of things, you know, I never knew. What did Job say? He said, I knew about you. But now I know you. Blessed are you because it's been given to you to know. It's been given to you to know. And sometimes you say, it's been given to you to know, and people say, I don't know. I don't know. But then other people come to a place where they say, you never know when you're going to find Jesus. That's new. We have been made new. Wouldn't there be days where we would benefit greatly if we would just say, Lord, make me new again? David said, restore to me the joy of my salvation. He didn't know anything about salvation. Yes, he did. He knew the joy of God's presence. And he knew when the joy wasn't there. And in another place when he wrote, my bones ached. Create in me a clean heart, God. Restore to me the joy of my salvation. Don't cast your Holy Spirit away from me. Oh God, grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. You know, sometimes our spirit is resisting, and we don't want our spirit to resist, and we don't mean for our spirit to resist, and when a willing spirit comes, oh boy, we're born again. And sometimes maybe, you know, the Bible says we are ambassadors for Christ. And we go over our day's conversations and we think, woo, something was missing in my ambassadorship there. Lord, I need to be born again into that. You see, born again is renewed, it's refreshed. It's something that we should long for. Create in me that clean heart, God. Some people will say, I don't need to be born again, or that's not the way that we believe. But Jesus said, you got to be born again. What more can it be? That's what he said. He said, you got to be born again. You need to be born again. Sometimes people would come to him and say, boy, you're close to the kingdom of heaven. You lack one thing. One thing. Would we allow one thing to keep us from the presence of God? No. Fight the good fight. Fight through that thing that's keeping us from the Wonderful Counselor, the Prince of Peace. He isn't keeping himself from us. He doesn't keep us far away. What's he tell us to do? Come. Come on. Come on. You'll love it. You'll love it. Just go ahead. You know what it is. You love it. And when we love him so much that we let it go, whew, feel brand new. Vicky's got this cough thing going, and one of these days everything's going to be gone, and she's going to think, whoa, man, I feel like a new person. Amen. You know? We all know this. There's nothing like being sick to really appreciate feeling good. You know? And so we're renewed, and we love it. Right? And so we have that again and again and again and again and again. Come unto me, you are weak and heavy laden. Is that like a one wish thing? Is that like a one off? You get fixed once and then you're fixed forever? Hasn't been that way for me. But he is what he says he is. He's always the same. He said, I don't change. I don't change. I don't change my mind about you. I don't change my promises to you. Everything that I say will come to pass. You know, he's just faithful. And he knows we won't be sorry when we just return to me, he says. Just return to me. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Jesus of Nazareth, where nothing good can come from, and he came out of Bethlehem, and all of those things that God said were. You know? It is so clear because everything's spelled out for us and because we know it. But yet at the same time, it was clear to them too, and yet they wouldn't receive that fact. It said out of Bethlehem, and it would be written down everywhere that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, although he grew up in Nazareth, so he was Jesus from Nazareth, but out of Bethlehem will come this child. It's all so real. It's all so true. If that's true, everything else is true. And so we celebrate annually, but really daily, unto us a child is born. You know? Because he was a child. Last night we were watching some Chosen things, and they had the Pharisees, the leaders, reading the things that said that this child will come, and yet when they came and asked if he was going to set them free, he said, yes, he'll be a mighty soldier. No, he was a baby. And so were we. And then we were babes in Christ. Babies. Babies. We knew nothing. And yet, everybody here had something hidden in their heart. Something that was placed in their heart. I haven't finished it, but the chorus started in jail about the least likely are the most likely to stay. You know? The least likely, well, I was the least likely, but the least likely to, no, we're all least likely, but my wife was least likely because she had nothing. We all had stuff pumped into us. She had nothing. And yet she had an experience as a child, a fear of something in her closet. And later, she knew nothing, but she knew to pray, Lord, help us, there's a devil in this house. Because God does not fail. He does not fail. He is able. He is faithful. Last week at jail, I was asked if I would do two special pods, and the guy that I looked through the glass at the week before sat in the room with me. And a guy who was accused of murder sat in the room with me. And both of them God reached. Because God can't fail. He can't fail. It's been given to us to know. And we just keep knowing, and we have to keep growing. And as we grow, it's as though we're born again. And again, and again, and again. Because old things pass away. When something old passes away, it's like I feel brand new. And if an old thing tries to come back up and keep us from being brand new, we don't want to lose that to that. And yet we recognize when those things come. We recognize when old thoughts or old ways or old bitterness or old this or old that, we recognize when they come up. And we're not going to let them have its way. We're not going to. It might be a great fight. It might go on way longer than it should go on. And even if it's a fight, it's so good. It's like Jacob who wrestled with God. That's just the craziest thing in the world. You know? And he limped for the rest of his life from that wrestle. But he was glad he lost in the end. I'm so glad when old things are gone. You know? When they're just buried, you know. And sometimes they're so buried that we encase them in concrete so they can't stick a hand back out. And it's good to be able to bury those things and laugh when they try to come up. You know, to be able to say, nope, 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 nope. The joy of the Lord is our strength. It's real. It's real. It's real. You know, we need to rejoice more. I was talking to John and Vicki when we were there. I said, you know, this is our 40th Christmas together. And I have been reminded frequently, and I've shared it at jail, I share it a lot of places, about how when on our first New Year's that we celebrated together, I just got juiced on the Lord. It was just, all of a sudden it hit me. There I was, eating popcorn and drinking apple juice and just rejoicing. Just, whoa, just crazy. And I'm sure that there's a reason what's the matter with him. But that was my first experience of being overcome by the joy of the Lord. You know? And it gives me joy to think about that joy of the Lord. And we have lots of things that are the joy of the Lord. Lots of things. Sometimes great joy comes from letting go of things. And sometimes great joy comes from walking right into new things and great joy. And whenever we hit great joy, it's like a new life. Because it's a new moment. And it's something that will never be repeated. But boy, it was good, you know? You know, there have been often times when you ladies of the church have been together and you're someplace and you're just laughing and having a great time and just really enjoying yourselves. And I hear the testimony, we were just having a great time all by ourselves there. We were having a great time, you know, and you don't necessarily even remember, you don't remember everything about the great time. You just know the joy. The joy. And what did the angels say? As we celebrate the eve of the birth of Christ, the angels came and they said, fear not, for we bring you tidings of great concern. No, we bring you tidings of great joy. Great joy. And in this thing we were watching last night from the chosen part, a shepherd was crippled and with a crutch. And when he took off running to get to where Jesus was, the crutch fell down and he ran. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Things are happening. New things for our lives. New opportunities for joy. New opportunities for just, you know. And the other thing was the shepherds, they said, we got to tell somebody. We got to tell somebody. We got to tell everybody. We got to tell everybody. And so they went out in amongst the people. And there wasn't, as far as I can remember, and we watched that scene twice, there wasn't anybody that they told that began to rejoice with them. But that didn't change anything. They went to rejoice. And in the one, the scene ends because there was a Pharisee that had this shepherd that was limping and a crutch, and he had brought an unperfect lamb, which I don't see how it got unperfect. It looked perfect to me, but he had brought that. He said, don't you come back or I'll kick you all out of here. And that guy came out and he was telling somebody, he says, have you found a perfect lamb yet? And the guy stands there. And then a smile comes on his face, and that's the end. But he had found the perfect lamb for slaughter. Because you see, that shepherd who wanted to learn, who wasn't wonderful like the Pharisees, it was given to him to know. And again, we're reminded that it's been given to us to know. What a privilege. What a privilege. We meet here, six of us together, one as a child. And it's been given to us to know. It's been given to us to understand. It's been given us the opportunity to rejoice. It's been given us the opportunity to be born again, brand new. It's a new day. It's a new day. No, we don't get saved every day, but we should be born again every day into newness of life. We all love brand new, you know? Well, except for John and I, we like some things a little worn out, trucks, cars, you know? We have an understanding of those things. Sometimes they get to the place that when they start, it's brand new. I'm waiting for my brand new skid loader. When it starts, it'll be brand new. Ain't starting yet, but it will. It will. And it'll be brand new. That we might be made new. Reminded that it's new. It's not a same old Christmas, New Year's, you know. We had years where we had so many children, and Christmas Eve was all about the children and all about the program and all about that stuff. And then as they grew up and as the families grew, you know, things change. Things change. But it's like brand new to remember those things sometimes. And then it's like brand new to imagine that being brand new. And imagine that being brand new in our children's lives. Because our children still are children. When we went to the hills last week, and I was thinking about it this morning, you know, because then there's some factions of the family think, well, that'd be nice to just do it like that anytime. And I was thinking that this year it was a little wasn't intense, but it was a little more intentional to really hammer the good news into my children and to tell them that you've got to carry on this tradition, the real thing. You know, and I know that they thought maybe dad's just the same as dad's always been. It's just that I want to be more intentional about it. I want my children to love the Lord. And if I make them uncomfortable with loving the Lord, then I did something wrong before. But really, we have to tell somebody. And who more than to take advantage of the opportunity to press toward the goodness of the knowledge of God. To lead with the experience of the joy of the Lord so that people will hunger for that. That they will want what we've got because it's been given to us to know, and we have seen and we have heard, and we don't have anything more important to talk about. That doesn't mean we don't talk about anything else, but we don't lose the importance of this because Jesus Christ, Savior of the world, was born of a virgin. And we know that. We know that. We don't just believe that because that's what we've heard forever. We know it here. We know that everything went just as God said. And that's the joy to the world. And it's been given to us to understand. And we've been sent into the world. We have a story to tell to the nations. It's a story of truth and life. That's our purpose. That's our purpose in life. And that's the most natural thing in our life. That's why sometimes when we walk away from a conversation, or that's why maybe somebody, we see that somebody passed away and we think, you know, I thought about them the other day. You know? It isn't so we'll feel condemned, oh, I missed that. But it's so that we'll feel convicted and we won't miss it again. I used to always be uncomfortable for Ed Bauer. Not with him. He never bothered me. But he, if you remember him, he was absolutely determined that everybody knew about Jesus. His light didn't always shine, but his voice was always heard, you know? Maybe I've gone that route. I don't know. But it's become more and more and more important. And seeing those shepherds say, we've got to tell somebody, we've got to tell somebody. It just revved me up. So we celebrate the birth of our Lord. And we celebrate that he lives. You ask me how I know he lives? He lives inside of me. We celebrate that. He lives, he lives. He lives. And I've still got space for him. There's still little corners that in my life or in moments that might make him uncomfortable. And I don't want him to be uncomfortable living in there. You know? I want him to lay back in his easy chair and enjoy the ride. I want him to smile. And so, there's going to be a lot of borns agains for me as he continues to transform us. And then that one song that says, where meek souls will, he still will enter in. You know? He still will enter in. So we'll continue to be meek and humble and let him spelunk us and work in our lives. Amen? Amen. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you just keep coming again and again and again, and we keep falling in love with you over and over and over again. There is no such thing as same old, same old. Every day with you is sweeter than the day before. And so we just say thank you, Father, for giving us a Savior. We thank you, Savior, for giving yourself for us. We thank you for everything that we don't know yet. We thank you even for those things that we know that we might forget. But we'll never forget your birth. We'll never forget your death. We'll never forget your resurrection. And we'll never forget the new life that we have in you. In Jesus' name, we say thank you. Amen. 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 The joy of the Lord is our strength.